yeah, I think it shows that anyone that has been in politics prior that maybe has been forgotten about always appreciates being brought back into the limelight a little bit, and because they all have egos to stroke to a certain degree, and they want to be relevant. But I do think it shows that Donald Trump wakes up every day and approaches this job like a businessman, which is what I think a lot of people voted for. And what I mean by that is that he, you know, he's not going to just wake up with certain biases or certain preconceived notions. He wants to, you know, find or meet with the best talent or most informed people around before he approaches, you know, a situation or an issue. And, you know, I don't think that Al Gore is going to have a place in his cabinet. Don't get me wrong there, but I think it shows he's, you know, it's regardless of Republican or Democrat or where they fall on the past campaign, that, you know, he wants to solve problems, and therefore he's going to meet with the right people to do that.
And meanwhile, Trey, Utah's ears kind of perked up a little bit when John Huntsman Jr.'s name was kind of thrown into the mix, along with Mitt Romney as a potential pick for Secretary of State. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I've met John Huntsman and know him to be very capable when it comes to China in particular. I think it would be a very good selection. I think Donald Trump clearly wants to get this election right. He ran against a former Secretary of State who was highly controversial. Clearly, a big mantra of Trump's campaign was how the U.S. is viewed in the world going forward, as there's many who question how we've been viewed over the last 8 years. So this person ultimately will be carrying the U.S. flag around the world as the head diplomat, and I think Trump wants to get it right, and that's why he's open-minded and wants to kind of vet as many people as possible. I think Huntsman is a terrific selection, terrific pick if he goes that route. But we shall see. I think, you know, each day we see that someone new pops up.
Trey, we've only got less than a minute here, but I have to ask you, since this is making headlines this morning, what do you make of this Electoral College Texas member that says he's not going to cast his vote for Donald Trump?
I think that there's going to be a couple of them that do that, but I think it's going to amount to nothing. That has happened in the past, in history. I mean, we've had defectors on the Electoral College front, but it's not going to be enough to change the outcome or the results of the election. Sure, this country is divided, and this election showed that, and you had two very polarizing candidates, so one of them had to win. So there's no question this country is very polarized right now. Hopefully that will not be the case a year from now. Hopefully that this president coming in does what is necessary to kind of help bring the country back together. It's interesting, it's historical, but I don't think it's going to change any outcomes.
Always appreciate your analysis. Thank you for your time this morning. ABC News political analyst Trey Hardin joining us on the KSL Newsline, in-depth at 15 and 45.